Hi, good morning. This is Public Information Officer Ken Lipp here with Commissioner Casey Miller for County Connections.
Good morning, Ken.
Hey, how are you doing, Casey?
Doing well. Pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, we were actually talking about it right before our turn to come up, so we should just launch right into it, at least something connected to it. So it's wildfire season.
Yes, it is.
Public safety and emergency management organizations all over the county have been conducting preparedness presentations, traveling to various areas. They've still got a couple left. If you'd like to attend these to learn how to prepare for a wildfire, how to respond in the event of one, and prepare in all sorts of ways, you know, financially, prepare for evacuation, etc. There is, let's see, the next one is
tonight.
The Hatchery Research Facility at 2457 East Fall Creek Road in Alsea. Then the next one will be in Lincoln City, Tuesday, June 20th. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the North Lincoln Fire and Rescue's St. Clair Station.
Mm-hmm.
Then the final one will be in Eddyville, Monday, June 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. That's going to be at the Eddyville Church at 6890 Crystal Creek Loop.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would add, Ken, that for our listeners who want to learn more about preparation, learn more about how our agencies respond to wildfire, generally how they can be prepared, these community presentations have also been archived online. All that information is at emergency management section of the county's website. You can find that in the Sheriff's Division of Lincoln County's website, and there's all these dates, many of the things of which you speak about, and some of the things I guess we're going to be diving into today.
Right. So you would go to the go to the sheriff's page, then go to emergency management, and then it's under what's happening now. So when we actually brought some of those materials here with us, thought we'd maybe go over some of these basics. So what I've got here is a section about evacuations.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, a lot of people in Lincoln County probably have fairly well ingrained in their minds now, this level one, two, and three, because it was such a huge factor, almost 3 years ago now.
Yeah. Yeah, Echo Mountain Fire, North County.
That's right.
And you're bringing me back, Ken. We had inside the Emergency Operations Center, we had these what we call polygons on maps that we were talking to our field responders, our incident command, and constructing, you know, which areas we were going to say, you're in a level one, you're in a level two, or you're in a level three, go now. So it is important to understand these terms. So when you hear what level you're in, that you're responding yourself and being prepared to go if you need to.
Yeah. And, you know, so that's just to repeat those levels. You got level one, be ready. That's when you should just kind of be aware of changing conditions. Mm-hmm. If you've got time, check on your neighbors. You kind of want to be on alert at that point.
Yeah.
And then level two is be set. And that's when you need to have your stuff together, your family prepared to get out of the house if you get to level three, which is go now. Yeah. Something that these presentations mention, I think is really important, is that it's not necessarily going to start with a level one. You're not going to necessarily go
good point.
From one to two to three. You might start at three and need to go right then. And I would assume that that was the case in September 2020. There was people close enough to those fires when they were detected.
Yeah, no doubt that there were first responders knocking at the door saying, you need to leave now. And that's, you know, just such a shock, right? Not even go back in and grab these things. It's literally like, go now. And I think let's just briefly circle back to, you know, why it's important to have that go bag near the front door, in the closet near the front door, or in your car. I keep my go bag in my vehicle, as well as my son and my wife have their go bags in their vehicles. And that way, you just know if that ever happens, worst case scenario, when someone says you need to leave now, that you can literally do it. Because it really is a matter of life or death sometimes. Hopefully these things do not happen, but it sure makes a big difference if you've got to really be concerned about life safety at that level.
You can find out more about what you should put in a go bag and that kind of thing on the emergency manager's website as well. And a way that you, the way that you can find out that you can learn whether you're in level one, whether you're to be alerted to that, is to sign up for Lincoln Alerts. And if you just go to the homepage of the county website and go to the little circle image that says Alerts and Notifications, click on that. It'll take you right to the Lincoln Alerts page.
And Ken, we did have a test last week, and I believe you put up some imagery on the website so people could be aware that this was happening. And that's probably since been removed.
Yes,
it has.
Yeah, it was just up for the duration of the...
Gotcha. Yeah. But again, Ken, if you go to the website, you'll see that alert sign up icon. Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Alerts and notifications. If you make it to the emergency management page, you'll see it as well. You can find Lincoln Alert several places on the county website.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go over a couple of these things it says to do if time allows. And this would be in the get set, I would imagine, part of...
And yeah, let's do that. But Ken, I guess maybe we should take a quick break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back soon. Hi, this is Ken Lipp, Public Information Officer for Lincoln County. You're back with County Connections. I'm here with County Commissioner Casey Miller, and we are talking about wildfire.
Yes, yes. It's great that you brought this up today. Very timely, Ken. And I think when we left, we were... you were going to dive into some more details about the levels, or where were you going?
Oh, well, so I was just looking for, this is another, this is a piece from the wildfire presentations that are ongoing right now. This is a list of things that to do if time allows, and I would say it's in the level two, the get set part, to back your car into the driveway, load it with your items, keeping the doors and the windows closed, and then keep a set of keys with you and leave an extra set in the car.
Yeah.
Check on your neighbors and make sure they are preparing to leave. Close doors and windows. Shut off your ventilation systems. Get anything that's combustible that might be right around the exterior of your house, like barbecue appliances, gas tanks, that kind of thing. Move those away from the buildings. Leave your water hoses connected and extra buckets of water around the house if you can.
Okay.
But they advise city and water districts, don't do things like leave sprinklers on or your water running, because that can actually affect critical water pressure for firefighting.
Oh.
Leave your exterior lights on for visibility for firefighters. And if you've got ladders, just leave them against the edge of your house so firefighters can quickly access the roof.
No kidding. Mm. Wow. Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, Ken. Those are a few things that I had forgotten are good best practices. Yeah.
So I do want to kind of swerve here. And I don't know if they throw too much of a curveball
at
you.
Go ahead.
We were discussing another topic that is related, possibly related, before we started the show, and that's fireworks. If our listeners are not aware, in Oregon, we have a relatively restrictive fireworks law. Anything that flies through the air or moves along the ground or explodes is illegal in Oregon.
Yeah.
All of us also know that we hear tons of that and see tons of that.
Yes.
During 4th of July, sometimes on New Year's. The county gets a lot of comments, I would say, for people asking for the commissioners to ban fireworks.
Yes, we do.
An observation I'd like to make is that the majority of fireworks complaints are coming against fireworks that are already banned.
Yeah. Good point.
Then the last year, county commissioners also, they adopted an ordinance that allows them to ban the sale or the use of fireworks if the weather conditions warrant them doing so.
Yeah.
Guys didn't do that last year. The fire forecast was not bad.
No. Ken, I feel like in recollection there, we just didn't pass that ordinance actually in a timely manner that allowed it, that gave us the authority to do that. But I would say, looking back at the weather, it wasn't quite as severe as what we're looking at this year or what we're in, what's anticipated as well. So, but yeah, to your point, the way the ordinance 527 is constructed, it is really a weather threshold, that gives us that authority to make the determination. So pardon me, but continue.
Well, yeah. So that's interesting. Just, to that point, it has been a wet spring. And it's also, they've already began to detect El Nino. So that's going to put more moisture into play, changes the jet stream. But it's really worrying fire forecasters, because what that actually means is that you're going to have a buildup of vegetation, which when it dries out, in late summer, fall, which is expected to be warmer and drier because of El Nino here, you've got fuel.
Yeah.
And so that's something that they're looking at a later and longer fire season.
Yeah. Yeah, I, my sense, and I'm just one commissioner of three, that we will discuss this at our Board of Commissioner meeting on the 21st. I think we do need to talk about it. And, as difficult as this conversation can be sometimes, because I think there are strong feelings around both sides, right? It's like people being concerned about their safety, among many other things in regard to fireworks. But then also that this is very much a longstanding tradition in this country, and that's tough to see that opportunity taken away. And so I think that's why we see a lot of emotion and intensity around this issue.
Right. Yeah. 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 People have strong memories, all that kind of stuff attached to fireworks. I certainly do. So I'll be interested to see how that discussion comes out. I think we should say, as the sheriff has said several times when you guys were discussing this, is that, his take on it is that it's trying to add extra enforcement at a time when there's already too many calls for the sheriff
sure.
to handle.
So, sure. Yeah. And I think that's a good point. Shoot, Ken, you just gave me a flashback. I remember visiting my grandparents here in Newport, and my cousin and I lit fireworks out of the box that we had all our fireworks in. It caught on fire, and boy, my grandpa was so upset.
Oh, wow.
And someone in their panic tried to kick the box, and the box flew under the truck. And anyways, grandpa was not happy. So, it's just something that makes me think about, we always probably intend to do our best to be safe, even with, legal low impact fireworks, but there's that risk, right? And as you say, if we're going to look at increased vegetation in a longer fire season, I find myself leaning towards, being concerned about this, but it'll be interesting to see the way the commission leans on this when we discuss it.
So you should go ahead and note, or can go ahead and note, that Newport did ban the use of fireworks. So they have an ordinance very similar to Lincoln County's, and actually every municipality, I believe, if not every, almost every, has an ordinance that essentially lets them ban the sale or use when there's inclement weather conditions, except Depot Bay has an outright ban.
Yeah. And, I did some searching just looking across Oregon, and I think it's trending, frankly. We've seen, I believe, Tualatin do it, Bend do it, and so forth, that just prohibits the sale and use due to wildfire concerns. So, I think as climate change continues, as we see the risks that are ongoing, and as you said, with El Nino now, we really need to be honest with ourselves about it and make sure that we're protecting our communities. That's just my take.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's other concerns, like you mentioned, they're unconnected to wildfires when it comes to fireworks, too. So I think there are great alternatives. They have, if you've never seen one of those drone shows, it doesn't have the sounds. But,
no, it doesn't, does it?
But they have music and stuff like that, and it's impressive in a very different way. So, I think that would be something that would be wise for the cities to study. The cities put on the fireworks displays. And that is another thing, is that there are still, the holiday won't be bereft of fireworks one way or another. Walport's going to do their display. Newport will be doing theirs. I haven't heard, but I'm sure that the Sillettes display will be going on this year. So there'll be plenty of fireworks, and those are good shows.
They are good shows, and I think you're right. We should investigate. Maybe there is cost savings with a drone show, and they are impressive. They don't have really that that boom effect, but nevertheless, they're different in a very interesting way and can do different things. So that might be fun, and we might save money doing it too. So we'll have to explore that, even though the county doesn't put on a fireworks show. But we certainly want to be good partners. And, Ken, looking back when we were asked to move or create an ordinance regarding fireworks. I think there's a strong sentiment among our fire responders that this is kind of a wise thing to do, and they recognize too that it's a tough decision. So,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break. We will be back in just a bit. Ken Lipp, Public Information Officer with Lincoln County. I'm back here with Commissioner Casey Miller.
Hey, Ken. Good to be here. And I know you're getting your groove here with this radio show thing. I know we don't have a whole lot of time left here. So how do you want to close us out today?
Well, I guess, you know, I would leave with an encouragement that if you are interested in this issue of fireworks, that you should come to the county commissioners meeting or watch online or participate via Zoom at 10 a.m. on June 21st. And I guess then I would just remind everybody to go to the county website, click on the round button that says alerts and notifications, sign up for Lincoln Alerts if you have not, then go to the emergency management page and check out these wildfire presentations for yourself. Because it's a very real risk, and we have a very recent reminder that the coast is not immune from big wildfires.
Yeah, absolutely. And be sure to you know, get a go bag together for yourself, for each member of your family. Make sure it's got a radio as well, because we're coming to you from radio, and having a battery-powered radio is just another asset to receive emergency communication. So, yeah, give us some input what you think about fireworks. That'd be great. Well, thank you, Ken. Appreciate it so much that you're, prioritizing this topic, on connections. I think it's an important one.
Well, thanks so much for coming on with me again, Casey.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I guess, we will see everybody next time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next Thursday at 9:00. So thank you, Ken. And thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Bye.